Am it for me, mummy, whose work is never done, but since Procter and Gamble invented Tide, her work day seems like fun.
T-I-D-E-S-T-A-R.
Transcribed from Hollywood, Procter Gamble's Tide, the wash day miracle that gives you the cleanest clothes in town, proudly presents the Red Skelton Show. With Red Skelton, David Rose, this orchestra, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan will be me, Rod O'Connor. From the Skelton scrapbook of satire, a story entitled The Devil Returns. It stars as Junior, the mean little kid, MGM's clown, Red Skelton.
You know, a few weeks ago, I caught the devil. I outsmarted him and locked him in the closet. You see, I kept him there for 4 weeks. And then a bunch of crackpots got together and he demanded I let him go because without the old evil force, they couldn't operate, you see. So I let him out of the closet and zippo. Oh, the crime started again. Everything was cooey-flooey, you know, and all me whipping started again. There's a new word for you. Now, like yesterday.
Junior, where are you going with the goldfish bowl?
Well, I figure it's kind of ridiculous to have a fish bowl without any food.
Junior, what about the goldfish?
You haven't heard? Well, I was trying to make a deep sea diver out of the cat, you see. And while he was in the bowl, them goldfish attacked him and he ate them in self-defense.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but don't worry, I punished the cat.
Well, how did you punish him?
I locked him in the bird cage with the canary.
What happened?
That canary don't get around much anymore. You see, I'm already getting smacked since that old devil's out, see? Yesterday was a very warm day for spankings, and oh, what a spanking I got.
Boy. Junior! Junior!
Let me out of here.
Where is that child?
Let me out.
Oh, we've left the television set on again.
Let me out of here.
What dribble they have on TV this time of year. Well, I'll turn this crummy program off.
Junior! Calm down, you scared me!
Junior! You come out of that set.
Well, I didn't mean any harm. You know how close us kids like to get to the television set. I like to get in and look out. Goodness, I thought you'd like to see what the front of me face looked like for a change. I hadn't seen enough with the back of me head for about 4 months.
Why did you really climb inside?
Well, I'll tell you, Hopalong Cassidy was in trouble. I don't mean to do things that are bad.
Oh.
What?
A junior.
That muppet is up to him every time.
Don't you see, darling? All there is inside the TV set is tubes and wires and electricity.
Well, believe me, I found that out, boy. I never got the shock of me life, boy. And now I know how Uncle Bill fell when he got the hot seat.
Your Uncle Bill never got on the hot seat, you call it. He died peacefully in bed after a long illness.
Then why was it on the last day of his illness did all the lights in town go dim?
Junior, what makes you say such things? Sometimes I think the devil has gotten into you.
Well, if he's inside of me, we get rid of him right now. Give me a glass of soda pop. I'll drown him. Or better still, give me a piece of your homemade chocolate cake. I'll swallow it and knock his brains out. Here, don't you hit me.
I wouldn't hit you.
Oh?
And if you go around saying I hit you, I'll knock your block off.
Yeah. Hey, oh, by the way, talking about little kids, did you hear about the kidnapping in Pasadena?
No, what happened?
They woke him up. The kidnapping, and they woke him. Boy, when you gotta explain them, they're pretty bad.
Go to your room.
Okay. See, that's what they was always saying to me. The devil is in you. Funny, I never feel him. I wonder when I swallowed him. Must have been that stewed feast we had last night. That sure tastes like the devil. Oh, but why worry about the old devil? I'll see what's on the radio. Let's see. I know how to find out. Just turn it on. Yes.
This is the Tide program, and today it brings David Rose and his arrangement of El Relicario. Shirts are washed with Tide, cause when Tide's in, dirt's out.
Tide gets both cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with T-I-P-E-T, Tide.
Yes, ma'am, sing it or just plain say it. Tide gives you the cleanest wash in town. The reason? Tide is the amazing miracle product that not only gets ordinary dirt out of your clothes, but also removes dulling soap film. You see, we've tested Tide in the laboratory against all kinds of soaps, and the test results are always the same. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. But millions of you women have proved that, washing and rinsing your own clothes. You've seen the Tide miracle in the cleaner clothes your children wear, your cleaner sheets and towels. You've seen how kind Tide is to your hands, too. Next wash day, be sure you use Tide, and you'll hang up the cleanest wash in town.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with
T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
Well, like I was saying, they all spank us is because that evil force, the devil. So I wistfully was thinking one day, and I said, I wish I could talk to that devil again. Ah! Did you call me?
Who is you?
Allow me to introduce myself, Junior. I am Satan.
The devil, you say.
Well, tell me, Red Boy. I hope you don't mind me calling you Red Boy. You see, Satan is so formal. Satan is so formal.
Well, I'm just a widow kid. I can't read this stuff.
Hey, Red Boy. Were you really inside me even after I let you go before?
Yes, Junior.
The devil is in anyone when he does something bad.
Oh?
And you have already enlisted in the devil's reserve.
I have? I love everybody.
Let me ask you something.
Right.
Was it love when you gave your mother a poison ivy bouquet on Mother's Day?
It most certainly was. Because she says on Mother's Day this year, I hope I get something I'm itching for. And she got it.
Junior, how about being one of my official helpers?
Okay, I'm not wanted around here, so I'll go with you. Would you get me a suitcase out of this closet there?
What pleasure.
Good, good, good.
Let's see your suitcase. It was this one, I remember.
I don't know which one, but you'll have time to figure it out. Because I got you locked in there again, you red stupid sucker, you boy.
Junior, this has gone far enough. Let me out of this closet immediately.
I'm sorry, hot stuff, boy, because people are going to be happy again now. You tease.
I say let me out.
I am sorry. I have locked the door and put the key down my shirt front. And the Johnson office will not allow this scene to go any further. I'm going to turn on the radio and let you hear for yourself what the world is like without your presence.
This is your 10 o'clock newscast. We have it on unimpeachable authority that the devil is still a prisoner at Junior's house and brotherly love reigns triumphant. Typical comment was made by the chairman of the board of the Eastinghouse Radio and Television Corporation.
We have received so many correct replies to our recent contest that we can't bring ourselves to give out only a measly 42 trips to Hawaii. Instead of the cost of $10 billion, we're going to bring Hawaii here.
Washington, D.C.
I do hope that you enjoy your trip back to Japan, and I am sorry.
It's okay, Harry.
Okay, Mac.
Just heard Harry Sutio and Mac Tokamaka at the International Airport.
This is a public service feature, by the way.
A spirit of friendliness was everywhere. Those women who use Tide and rinse were even speaking to those women who use Tide and don't rinse. Peace and goodwill have even penetrated to Red Square, Moscow. The ex-rulers of the Kremlin are taking a walk in the open street.
Well, Joe, now that permanent peace is here, what are you going to do for a living?
I'm getting a job in a butcher shop, Molotov, my boy.
And what are you going to do in a butcher shop, Joseph?
The same thing as I've always done. Hand out bologna.
And in Los Angeles, a California motorist ran over the same pedestrian twice. Once forward, and once backing up to apologize. And Colossal Films announced a new picture entitled...
I Was a Communist in Hollywood with an All-Star Cast.
Everywhere, traditional enemies buried the hatchet. In Europe, it was Joe and Tito. In Hollywood, Orson Welles stopped feuding with himself and is now looking for an engagement ring. And today, at the Fight Commission office, Cauliflower McTugg decided in a rush of brotherly affection that he would quit the fight racket and never hit another fellow creature in the face again.
What do you mean again? I never heard yet. Who's that talking? Somebody talk. Will you pick it up somewhere? Will you?
Now, what do you mean, Cauliflower? In your younger days, you used to win a lot of fights.
Oh, yes, I did in my younger days, but after my fourth birthday, I lost my touch. Oh, I've seen the light. I have stopped fighting. Boy, before I start hearing Belgian boys. When you start hearing Belgian boys, you're gone. I tell you that. But answer the phone, will you?
Well, tell me, what are you going into?
Well, the kind of fights I've been doing recently, I'm told I'm a natural for the ballet. Oh, a flamingo! Oh, they're big ones this year, you know. When you start here in Belgianburg, you have to find something else. I might go into politics, you know. Boy, a flock of them flew over that time. See, you know why the birds like me?
No, why?
My head's flat, make a nice landing field.
Well, you know, I'm kind of glad you intend to retire, Cauliflower.
Oh, yes.
You can get these delusions of yours cured.
Oh, yes, yes.
Think what it would be like with no birds, no bells,
oh,
no fights,
yes,
no little man who isn't there.
No sponsor.
You see, after all, I really don't hear bells and birds, you see. But the public demands it.
Well, you know, the truth is, you're too punchy to know what you believe.
Me punchy? Wait until I introduce... I'm punchy. Like I did, the public demands it. Wait until I introduce you to my manager. He's even punchier than I am.
You mean the little guy who's always following you around, and when you turn around,
he's never there.
I'm really getting punchy. That was my line that we heard, though. Yeah, you know how punchy he is? He turns around and I'm never there. Act on them comebacks. Oh, Caput Crano, it's going to be crowded. You know, this guy also manages my roommate, this Rattler, I room with. There's a guy got sawdust for brains. You ask him a question, he shakes his head yes, and sawdust comes out of his nose. Shakes his head no, and it comes out of his ears. And you know what? Stand over here, will you? There's too many birds eavesdropping here.
Birds eavesdropping?
Yeah, there's one on my shoulder right now. You never heard of bird eavesdropping?
Mm-mm.
You tell me you never heard of a stool pigeon? The other day, I was sitting out in the backyard, see?
Yeah.
I get out there sunning myself in the smog.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, a little bird came up to me, and he said, "What are you knitting?" And I said, "I'd rather not tell you. It's a secret." See? They all know when to put the script down because it ain't there anything. So he said, "What are you making?" I said, "I'm knitting something." He said, "What are you knitting?" I said, "I'd rather not tell you. It's a secret." He said, "I won't tell anybody." I said, "Oh, you did say that. You did say that. I'll tell you what I'm making. You tell somebody else, and you'll tell somebody else, and you'll tell somebody else. And by the time it gets back to me, it won't be what I'm making." Look out, it's from the super chief. Well, that thing's fast.
Well, you were telling me about the wrestler. Let's
hear about it. He's really gone. That poor soul, he's really gone.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks he's a poached egg, see? Mm-hmm. And every night he sleeps on a piece of toast.
What's wrong with that?
It happens to be my toast he's sleeping on. You see, I am a strawberry jam.
Well, brother, you look it.
Yeah, oh, you're referring to my masculine appearance of my face? Well, that's a fight I had with Lefty Sam, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He kept hitting my nose all over my face, and finally I hit it in my ear, and then I stopped the fight.
Well, how could you let him beat you up like that? Don't you know how to fight? Where was your guard?
My guard?
Your guard.
Oh, I haven't seen him since I escaped from the asylum. Say, excuse me, will you? I got to make a phone call over here.
There's no phone around here.
It's all right. The guy I'm calling ain't got no phone anyhow, but he'll answer. It's kind of sad how something... Oh, I'm going to follow this flock myself. I'm going to see where them birds go.
But whenever good things are with us, the bad element will forever try to weed its way in. Pressure groups again demand that Junior let the devil go.
I say he should be kept locked up.
Me too. What we need are volunteers to stand guard.
Gee, what's all the excitement? Oh, there's somebody riding down the middle of the street. It's Deadeye.
Whoa! Whoa! Ah, come on, my horse! Whoa!
Deadeye, what are you doing in town?
I don't know. I'll tell you in a minute. You know, if we had a 2-hour show, I think we could get somewhere. Well, I've been at the head of a posse all day, asking who they were after.
Who were they after?
Me. I'm here on a mission for the Texas Rangers. They give me 24 hours to get out of the state.
You rode that poor horse all the way from Texas?
Oh, no, 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 no. Yeah, part of the time he rode me. What's all the commotion here? I ain't been following this trend.
Well, we need someone to help Junior keep the devil in the closet.
Well, your troubles are over. I'll keep them pressure groups away.
Zed, are you kidding? You're not tough enough.
You smile when you say that.
Why?
I don't know. It says so right here. I'll tell you why. I'm one of the roughest, toughest cowboys this side of Spade Coulee.
Well, Zed, I don't think you're as much of a sharpshooter as you say you are.
Oh, I'm not, huh? You see that man crossing the street about three blocks away?
Yes.
You see that cigarette in his mouth?
Yes.
You see that long ash on the end of that cigarette?
Yes.
I wish I had good eyesight like that.
You know, you're just like all the rest of the Texans, Deadeye.
Just a moment now. Careful what you say about Texans, strangers. I wasn't raised in Texas. They tried it once, but the rope broke. The way Texas is growing, you're liable to be one yourself any day now.
Deadeye, you're nothing but a big blowhard.
Oh, I am, huh?
Yeah.
Now, let me show you a list of the guys I can whip here. Yeah. I got them right here. Hopalong Cassidy, Bill Boyd, Roy Rogers, Spade Coulee. I could take out my guitar and strum him to death. Hey, did you hear about the cowboy that killed 9 people with cool water? Now, I can also whip Hoop Gibson, Rod O'Connor.
You can lick me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you can't.
Who can't?
You can't.
I can't lick you.
That's right, you can't lick me.
Well, I can lick these other guys.
Maybe you can, but you can't lick me.
Okay, I'll rub your name off. Come on, now let me stand guard.
Yes, please. Okay, Deadeye. You can stand guard if you want to, but don't let anyone near that closet.
Okay, to help keep the crowd around, ask David Rose and his orchestra to entertain the crowd with a serenade to a lemonade.
To wash dishes, especially having my hands in that greasy water.
And, lady, you are going to love Tide, because when Tide's in your dishpan, greasy water is out. Not only does Tide cut grease amazingly, it seems to make grease disappear completely. That sudsy water stays so fresh and pleasant, your hands will love it. and Tide's mighty kind to your hands, too.
Yes, but I still hate all the time dishwashing takes.
Lady, you're gonna love Tide on that score, too, because Tide saves you time. You see, you don't have to wipe dishes with Tide. Just rinse them, and they drain dry. Yes, and they're sparkling clean. Cleaner than any soap will get them, with no soap film to dull them.
Say, I guess I am going to love Tide.
Well, you just try it. You'll soon see how much easier, quicker, and pleasanter dishwashing can be. Remember,
if you hate to wash dishes, then you're going to love Tide.
We now interrupt this test pattern to bring you an important address by His Honor, San Fernando Whitey, formerly San Fernando Red. With so many investigations going on, he thinks it better to be called Whitey.
I'll give you 2 to 1. Show me where it says that. Thank you. My friend, and you are my friend. I stand here in front of you because I'm not in back of you. I got a frog in my throat. Feels like you brought a friend.
I'm very happy. I've been out riding with the mare all day.
I just put her in the barn.
My hands are a little tired today.
I gave a harpsichord recital last night.
And I was up late writing notes to the critics.
But I hope while I've been in office, I have proved that any little boy can become a politician.
But now that the devil has been caught, here's some facts. Now be patient with me now. You be patient with any of us. We'll find a smear campaign someplace. I should have never been sworn into office. I've been cussed out a lot anyhow. But now, what I'm here to say is that I'm here to impeach myself. Let me repeat that. Pardon me, not that, but this. Whatever it was, wasn't worth repeating anyhow. Now that Junior has caught that devil, we politicians can see that the younger generation cannot be hoodwinked. They're going to make Americans out of us whether we want to be or not. Let me give you the analysis of the whole thing. His catching the devil might change the whole world of affairs. I says might. And on the other hand, it might not. If old Sacco. But I think so. I hope I'm getting through to you because I ain't getting through to myself. But may I say, I don't think Junior will be able to keep that devil locked up in the closet. And before I leave public office, may I say again and again, crooked politicians never die. They just smell that way.
Junior, my friend!
Yes?
What do you intend to do with me?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you can go to your legal residence. That's a nice way of putting it.
You didn't say you're letting me out.
No, I'm not letting you out.
Junior, dear, it's your bedtime.
Dear? I didn't think you cared, red boy.
You let me out and I'll guard the closet door while you get some sleep.
Oh, you poor simpleton, you.
My boy, I'm proud of you. Such determination.
Oh.
Let's go to the sweet shop for a double chocolate soda with a banana split float.
Please, let's not be sickening about you.
Look, you young believer of God, I have news for you. All this isn't really happening. It's just a boyish dream you're having. Soon I will be on the loose again. You came up here to take your nap and you fell asleep.
I am not asleep.
You are asleep.
No, no, it's not true. I'm wide awake. All of us will think you're awake. Just to prove it, I will turn you to voices of people. Folks, could I ask you something? Is peace on earth goodwill toward man just a dream? Or can it really happen? Tell him I'm awake. Tell this evil power that we are all awake. We are awake, aren't we? Sure we are. Because now we can see that those who thought that they were getting something for nothing will wind up doing something for nothing.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, until next Sunday.
This is Red Skelton saying Happy Mother's Day, and God bless all of you. And thanks for buying more and more of the Wash Day Miracle Tide.
And this is Rod O'Connor reminding you that Tide gets clothes cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. That's why...
Get the cleanest wash in town with T-I-D-E Tide. T-I-D-E-Tide.
Join us again next Sunday for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is written this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Today, there's an ever-increasing need for graduate nurses. The girl who is a high school graduate or college student can have an interesting, richly rewarding career as a nurse. For information, go to your nearest hospital or collegiate school of nursing. This program is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.